Oilers. We're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one.
Ho, ho, ho. You're now listening to Battle Red Radio. I'm at Weston tonight. I'm joined by my little helper, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel now. You call me little. Can I just be, I don't know. I want to be Tim Allen in this situation. Just fall off the roof already so I can take your place.
You're going to take my powers?
Yeah, I'm going to take your powers. All I got to do is just push you.
I mean, you can take over the podcast.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what's going to happen. I'm just going to push you out of your seat, and then somehow I'm going to take over and be the host. Isn't that what the people want anyways?
I don't know. Depends on who you ask.
I think if you ask
a certain tall, beautiful woman, she may say a certain thing.
A tall, beautiful woman. All I know is, hey, just stop DMing me, all right? I'm taken off the market. I'm now done. I figured that's why we were doing a Merry Christmas podcast, because last week we could not.
Yeah, we couldn't last week because you had to go and get married.
I know. I had to go and become a man.
Yeah.
Are you sad
that you're not Neverland anymore? Are you upset?
It is weird. And now you and I have to cut off our own relationship between each other. Can't be as close.
Yeah. We're closer than cousins.
We were.
We're closer than country cousins.
The deepest country cousins.
The deepest southest country is cousins.
I don't know what the country is cousins.
But it's country spelled K-U-N-T-R-Y. That's how country was.
Isn't that the only way you can spell country?
That's a better way to look at it.
I like it.
That's the America I want to live in.
There it is.
Yeah, we weren't able to this last week, but we're doing it tonight. We're sitting here waiting for the fat man. He still isn't here.
We have milk and cookies out, man, underneath the fireplace. What's going on?
What's going on?
Are you going to dress up?
I told Michael to.
He really needs to.
Yeah, he really should. He's showing up at 4:30 tomorrow. He's bringing a bunch of presents. He should dress up.
Even though he'd probably...
He already has the belly and the butt for it.
He'd be a mean Santa, though. He'd be like, get off me. You know what? You're not going to get anything now. That's what he would do. He'd be the worst.
Yeah, he's too... I don't know. I mean, I
he's an angry elf.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's an elf. He's not a Santa.
Exactly. He's the elf that keeps all the other elves in order, and just because he's taller than them.
Yeah, he's definitely like a middle manager elf.
Yes.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah. So, the thing I want to talk about most last week that I want to talk about tonight is that I'm very proud of Baker Mayfield.
What is this? Are you a fan?
No, I'm not a fan necessarily.
Oh, you were talking smack all year.
I know. I'm not saying I'm a fan of Baker Mayfield.
Well, yeah, what is it?
I'm proud of him,
though.
Is
this a Christmas gift?
No, I wouldn't say that. Right. Like, he actually, like, learned to, like, sit in the pocket and climb the pocket and find the flat receiver instead of just going, and then running to the left, and then running to the left, and then running to the right, and then running bootlegs and whatever else. And so I'm very proud that he learned this very
what
integral
does he do?
Part.
I just want to see it again. Your whole body jumps.
And like, he's like, that's a very important part of quarterback play, is knowing how to navigate the pocket. Do you remember, did you ever play Madden like 05 at all?
Yeah, of course.
Remember
I did.
The training camp drills where you get shot by the tennis balls and to stay in the pocket and then hit the button?
Yeah, and I failed every single one of
those.
That's
what Baker's been doing for the last 4 months, and he's finally figured out how to do it some.
But do you think that maybe I was right all along, and it's because Odell is not around?
I mean,
and maybe
it took 7 weeks.
Well, maybe it just makes him feel more comfortable. I don't know. Or is it because he's finally just, hey, I have the two best running backs, so what does it matter what
I
do?
Life's pretty easy right now.
Exactly.
I'm proud of the fact that he's starting to do this, because this is important. And it's like, football's better when players are good than when they're bad.
And this is finally the player that Cleveland needs in order for them to be able to take that next step. Because, I mean, they're looking strong these days. I feel like that Taylor's pick of them being able to win the division or become the wild card. I think it was the wild card that I picked.
We'll go back.
It's coming true.
We'll go back after the season and look at those.
I think I may have picked Pittsburgh, even though I don't like Pittsburgh at all, by the way. That is not a good team.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, somehow going back to the North, too. So the Ravens play the Giants. They're 9-5. Right now, they're on the outside looking in the postseason. Miami's playing the Raiders this week, and then the Ravens play the Bengals next weekend. And like this thing that I was talking about, like they're gonna go like a 5-0 run, and they're gonna beat some bad teams. And it's like the Ravens are back; they're ready for a postseason run. They're primed and ready to go. They're gonna lose the wild card round.
I was gonna give you that credit, but last week that's what they were starting to say. They're like, look at the Ravens started turning around. Look at them against Jacksonville.
Yeah,
they're just destroying them. It's like it's Jacksonville.
Yeah,
what are we talking about? Yep. Lamar now looking at the past. This is what he does. This is what we were expecting all year from him.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? It's the Jaguars.
It's a 32nd ranked defense.
Yeah, what? Stop it! And then I was gonna text you, but I was like, we can't give Matt credit. No,
that's fair.
Not on this show.
But get ready for it, and they're gonna lose in the wild card round.
Oh, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I don't know how it's gonna work because Tennessee, Cleveland, and Indy are all 10-4. Miami's 9-5, and so none of these like teams are safe even at 10-4.
What do you mean? How?
I mean, Indy plays Pittsburgh this week, and then they play Jacksonville week 17. Tennessee plays Green Bay this week, and they play Houston week 17. So if they lose both those games, they would make the playoffs at 11-5. Potentially. It's a possibility.
And yeah, Dallas may make the playoffs. So what you're saying is that Dallas could have a worse seed position
yes.
in the NFL draft than one of those teams.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
And Dallas at
yep.
7-9 would make the playoffs, but 11-5 team can miss the playoffs this year.
Okay.
And they add an extra playoff team.
That's what we're doing now.
Yeah, that's how it works now.
That's how it is. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? This is my worst nightmare, and I knew this. Same. This is why I didn't want to talk. This is why I wanted to skip last week. I didn't want to do this. I had it all planned. It's like, I don't want to talk about the Cowboys. It's better not to just say that they're going to lose Taylor because then you'll jinx it. But no, not even talking about it still bites me in the ass. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it was funny, too, because all last week, like, Texans internet was, hey, you know who would be a great defensive candidate for head coach? Robert Saleh. We love Robert Saleh. It's like, oh, you know what's really easy to do? Coach a defense when you have Eric Armstead, Nick Bosa, DeForest Buckner. D Ford was their worst pass rusher last year.
By the way, you just have them, like,
have Fred
go.
Warner. And Dre Greenlaw, two of the best coverage linebackers in football that allow you to run every task possible to run cover three defense well. You have one of the greatest cover three cornerbacks of all time, Richard Sherman. Oh, that's why they had a great defense last year. It's not because he had some great innovative scheme. He just did the same thing Seattle did 5 years ago.
Yeah, but what are you talking about, man?
But he yells a lot. He makes me feel like that's what football is supposed to be.
Did he have any of those guys against Dallas?
Armstead.
I was going to say...
Warner played. I think Greenlaw played. And they drafted Javon Kinlaw to replace Buckner.
Because what do you think happened? I was still confused with the game. Was it just because Pollard threw them off?
I think Pollard's good.
Oh, my God. I'm tired of this. I'm so tired of this season. I just wanted it to end. I was so happy getting top three draft pick. I get nothing.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Taylor. We're back to, look, you have hope. And then this week, it's not going to matter.
It's beautiful. This is the most Dallas Cowboys season of all time.
This is the most Dallas Cowboys season of all time.
So we had a really great listener question from @ConfusedLefty from across the pond, from our favorite country of the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah?
Oi. That's what they say there, right?
Oi?
Yeah.
Is that German?
English.
English?
Oi?
Oi?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oi, throw another strip on the Barbie. Oi.
That's not what's going on.
Right?
There's a lot of things that's confusing me right now.
He said, greetings from Britain, Matt, and all the Texans this side of the pod. I did have a question for all of you on this show coming up after Christmas. Given Bill O'Brien freely trade draft picks to obtain, theoretically, impactful players, is the strategy of trading first or second round picks generally a good thing to do for a franchise or not? Should the next general manager and head coach not be looking to trade away picks in 2022 draft for players we need right now? So what do you think, Taylor? In the past few years, we saw four big trades. The Hopkins trade, the Diggs trade, the Tunsil trade, and the Jamal Adams trade, where you're trading picks for players. Do you like the idea of trading picks for players?
Yeah.
I think it depends on your life cycle.
I was also going to say it's really depending on what you're going to be getting out of that player and if it's going to be worth it. And at this point, if you are trading the pick, it's because you know what to expect. It's more of the consistency.
You're paying a premium for the salary cap, but you're paying for a known value.
Exactly. So you're already expecting what you're going to be receiving, where the upside is maybe he just needs a new type of scenery, a.k.a. Stephon Diggs, and then he's going to turn into something special.
I mean, he was already special, though.
Yeah, but he just wasn't
as special.
He wasn't
like the third best wide receiver in football.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think this is the key, though. I think it's good if you have a quarterback on a rookie contract where you're like, yeah, I can take on $22 million of salary and be okay. Like Buffalo did with Josh Allen. Like what Arizona did with DeAndre Hopkins. What Seattle did with Jamal Adams doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
What Houston or Laremy Tunsil doesn't make any sense. Jamal Adams isn't a safety. He's a defensive lineman.
That's all they're doing. And
he just blitzes every play.
And he has the most sacks, though.
He has eight.
Yeah.
And he leads
the most out of the, is it NFL history?
He's the most for a defensive back in NFL history.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's mentally ill.
That's, yeah.
He's bad in coverage. He's
injured every other play.
And his groin's hurt all year. And against the run, all he does is he lines up on the opposite side and runs. It's like you could have gotten this out of like anybody.
And what did they give up?
Two first round picks and a second round pick, I think.
Oh.
Well, it's like Houston with Laremy Tunsil. The Texans are dead last in run offense, DVOA. They have a bomb five pass protection offense. But hey, Justin Houston didn't destroy them last week.
There you
good.
Go.
You know how many points they scored?
Well, how many?
20 points.
There it is.
Yeah, good.
That's what you want.
I'm glad.
Aren't you happy?
Unbelievable. But like the thing about the Buffalo trade, though, by trading for Diggs, Josh Allen's paid $4 million next year. You can take on $22 million. It's okay.
What is he paid after that?
Well, they haven't signed to a long-term extension yet.
I'd sign him right now.
I would wait a year.
No.
I love Josh Allen. I'd still wait a year.
What are you talking about? No.
Yeah, there's no reason to pay him now.
It's because the next year, it'll be like $50 million a year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then with Kyler Murray, same thing. You had DeAndre Hopkins, you're paying Kyler Murray $4 million a year. You can take on the extra salary. Now's the time to do so.
Still my favorite team to watch, but he's not worth that.
Well, Kyler's going to get like $160 million, whatever it is.
I don't know about that.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's good if you have a rookie quarterback or somebody like in that realm. If you have like a veteran quarterback already, I think that's the only way to obtain long-term success and if you're paid quarterback that much is by drafting well. And you have to hit on your first-round picks to do so, to keep your talent because you're going to consistently lose good players. You have to find cheap contracts, build the rest of your roster. And you can't do that if you're trading first-round picks for a guy that you have to pay $22 million. So, no, I don't think the Texans should try to trade 2022 first-round pick at all. Seems like a bad idea.
I think they should trade 2022, 23, 24, 25.
For Ezekiel Elliott?
For the first round.
For this year.
Yes.
And then just keep doing that.
Yes. What are you going to lose?
For eternity.
Just keep going.
Yeah. We're all going to die one day. Who cares?
Yeah. I'll just leave it up to the next ownership.
And that's pretty much just like being a drug addict, I guess.
I need my fix, man. I need my first.
I need another first round pick.
Give me my first.
Yeah, so I don't know. But yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, it's better to keep your draft picks. And like there are some situations that arise where it's worth trading for a player for a first-round pick or a second-round pick. And like you work for Indy this year as well, too. Well, their defense went from good to really good by adding Buckner. But more often than not, it doesn't make sense, and it really kind of depends on your salary cap structure.
I agree. And if you want to trade up to get a quarterback, I just don't think it works. It's weird that it usually is in between now the 10 and the 30 where you're going to get some type of gem QB. But if it's in the top five, man.
Who do you think was better this year, Burrow or Tua?
Burrow.
Okay.
I don't like Tua at all still.
I don't.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what to think of Tua still.
Tua's not good.
He throws slant routes really well.
That's great.
He's good in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that he's left-handed.
Out of two games, Jalen Hurts looks so much better than Tua. How about that?
You
can argue with that point? You're going to say that Jalen Hurts doesn't look better than Tua? Is that you're going to say with a straight face to me?
I think...
You're not going to say that with a straight face.
They look just as good against Arizona.
Stop it. See, this is what you do.
Against Arizona, they look just as good.
Oh, my God. You're pissing me off. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be ho-ho-ho.
No, we're trying to go sleep angry tonight.
No, I don't want to go to sleep angry.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to sleep angry.
It's Christmas. I want some hot cocoa. You're ruining this. Come on, man. It's not even close at this point. Tua just is not that great of a quarterback.
Yeah,
team is good around him.
I'm saying, like, I don't know enough.
Really good.
I don't know enough about Tua yet. is all I'm trying to say. I'm saying, like, the things I know three things about him. He's good in the pocket. He throws left-handed. I love that he throws left-handed. And then he throws slant routes well. That's all I know so far.
And after two games, Jalen's better.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I like it. Yeah, it's funny that Herbert's like a god.
That's different.
That's the best head coaching job next year is Los Angeles.
Somebody sent me a text. You seen Herbert's girlfriend?
No.
Oh, don't. It's not even.
Like, what do you mean?
Usually I'm not this type of guy. Just look up on Google, Herbert's girlfriend. Just let it go after that.
I think
that.
It's going to make me love him even more.
Oh, my. The fact that you see what the guy looks like in an interview, and then when you look at his girlfriend, you're just like, okay, is this man just talented at it all? Is this?
Okay, I'm about to pause this real
fast. You may have to. All
right, I'm going
to
pause it. So, yeah, I'm proud of Justin Herbert.
You had to actually look this up, which, by the way.
It's like exactly what I was expecting.
Okay, I was never expecting that. Whenever I was sent this link by my unknown source here, starts with a J, ends with Ordon. But either way, my unknown source sending me this link, I couldn't believe it. All I wanted to do is be like, this isn't real. This isn't real. There's no way. But it's all real.
I mean, she looks like a sexual alien.
That's what it is. And what did you say before we turn this podcast back on, Matt? What did you feel like?
I said my girlfriend's hotter.
No, here it is. Oh, my God. You just ruined it. God, you said I feel like a 14-year-old boy again.
Yeah, because I stand up my girlfriend when I said that. That's what I was thinking.
Dude, you're going to be in so much trouble.
No, I'm not.
I know. Why would you be? Because guess what? We're not Herbert.
It's true.
I can't throw the ball by just flicking my wrist.
Yeah. I'm as tall as Justin. I don't have the same arm as him.
You know what? You know what, Matt? You're great.
Yeah.
I think you're awesome.
He probably weighs more than me, too. Yeah, he does.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
He probably weighs 15 pounds more than me.
You guys look the exact same size.
Damn, I really want to hang out with Justin Herbert.
I know. You guys should become BFFs.
How about me?
Are you on Instagram?
Justin Herbert and Josh Allen.
You should DM him.
I'll go eat pizza together.
Isn't that what people do these days?
Herbert weighs 236.
What?
He's a tank, dude.
He's a tank? Does that get you more excited for him?
He weighs 25 pounds more than me.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
I just like him even more.
Oh, my God. You're so obsessed. You're cheating on Josh Allen so hard this year. I love
it. No,
I'm never going to let you forget this, by the way. Don't ever bring up Allen again in front of me. I've been more of a fan of him this year than you.
No,
I don't
want
to hear
any
Merry
bit.
Christmas to Allen from Taylor.
Not one bit.
Not from you.
Not one bit.
Cheater.
Nope. All right, so the playoff picture right now, entering week 16. In the AFC, KC's the one seed. Then it would be Buffalo versus Miami, Pittsburgh against Indy, Tennessee against Cleveland. The lurkers are Baltimore at 9-5, Vegas at 7-7. What do you think so far? You like this? You would like this weekend of football?
This weekend in football, as long as things go to my plan here, I just need one thing to happen. As long as one thing happens, you know what? I'm going to have the best weekend of all time.
Which team out of these do you think Baltimore takes the place of?
Probably Vegas.
Okay.
And I don't want to
say... Well, Vegas is outside the playoff.
Wait, who's the other one, though?
So it's Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Cleveland, Indy, Miami.
They're not taking any of that. You're saying that they're going to... Are you sure that they still have to get over one of those teams in order to get in?
Baltimore's 8 right now.
Isn't Baltimore the division, though?
No, Pittsburgh is. Pittsburgh's 11-3.
No, I know, but Baltimore is in that position, so Cleveland would get the wild card, Pittsburgh would get the seal in the division, but then wouldn't Baltimore get the other wild card?
No, because Tennessee's 10-4, Cleveland's 10-4, Indy's 10-4, and then Miami's 9-5, and they're ahead of Baltimore right now.
But Miami's going to win their division.
No, Buffalo's going to win their division.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. That's the one team I forgot
Miami
there.
Miami plays Vegas.
There it is.
And then they play the Jets.
Ooh, damn. The AFC did shape up to be extremely tough. My Lord. That's crazy. That's the one thing I completely forgot is that Miami and Buffalo were in the same division.
No, Miami's playing Buffalo week 17.
There it is.
So you think Miami's going to lose week 17 to Buffalo, and then the Ravens take them over.
Would does Buffalo need a place? Buffalo doesn't need a play, though.
They may have to play for the 2 seed.
But I thought they already sealed it up.
No, but
Pitt, oh, they're saying that it may do.
They're the
2 seed
right now. So they're the 2 seed. They're playing New England this week. Then Pittsburgh's playing Indy. And then week 17, Buffalo plays Miami. And then Pittsburgh is going to be playing Cleveland. And that game could be for the division.
By the way, I hope that Cleveland overtakes that. Pittsburgh doesn't deserve it at this point. Pittsburgh looks disgusting.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh should be ashamed of themselves. And by the way, Juju dancing and then getting his ass knocked out. I loved it because I was a Juju fan.
I like Juju too.
And then you see that crap and you go, okay, well, yeah, dude, you deserve to get your ass popped. And it did. And he coughed up the ball too. He looked like an idiot.
Well, I mean, he's been doing that for like 2 years now.
Yeah, but they didn't really take notice until now. And especially, why are you doing that against Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Cincinnati is not the team. You guys have no good blood. And he was the, what was he? He was the, I was going to say,
you
like, executor.
Okay,
but
executioner.
But he was the guy that was actually hitting the Cincinnati Bengals last year doing the side blocks or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this was type of revenge for Cincinnati. They didn't even say it was about his dancing. This was for last year with those
cheap shots.
Well, it's
also like you're playing football, and you're going to hit people hard when you play football.
Yes, but he also made some blind.
You get some juice added to you when you do things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Baltimore's going to get him for sure because they're playing, again, they get to play the Giants this week. They get to play Cincinnati next week. They're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs. If I had to guess, I would guess they would probably get over Miami, and I would think Buffalo would win week 17.
If they have to play.
And they have
to
play.
That's the thing when it's going to come down to. If they have to play, then yes, you are right.
And that kind of depends on if Pittsburgh beats Indy, then they're going to have to play week 17.
Dude, there's so much going
on Pittsburgh
right now.
If Pittsburgh loses to Indy, they have the 2 seed locked up. And they have nothing to play for week 17.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah. I think Baltimore gets in, though. I think they're going to.
I hope they don't. Because
they don't deserve to.
Yes, exactly. And that's where I'm at with it. Versus all the other teams that you have named. No, they do not deserve it.
I'd rather see Miami.
Whenever you ask who would you take out, it's like, yeah, Vegas. Because that's the only team that maybe would not deserve it. But the other ones that were listed deserve it more.
Yeah, they're 9 right now.
Baltimore is not that good.
So the NFC, the Bears are kind of back.
Yes,
they're
they
a game
are.
Back now.
Oh, what are you talking about? Their new savior is Trubisky. Now, oh my God. You want to talk about some hypocrisy from
hip-hop-ocracy?
ESPN? Yeah, pop-ocracy. Hip-hop-ocracy? Either way, from the media outlets with ESPN, with Fox, with any of the medias when it comes to sports, they all started criticizing now the Chicago Bears coaching staff, saying that they should have been leaving Trubisky in the game the entire time.
Okay.
When in fact, when Nick Foles brought them back against Atlanta.
And somebody else too.
Who was the other one?
It was Atlanta.
I knew it was the Atlanta one.
And they won outside against.
You were correcting me and you don't even know the team?
Tampa.
I think it was Tampa. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I put you on the spot. Yes. There you go. But, yeah, exactly. Like, nobody was saying that. Everybody goes, here comes Nick Foles. This is what we all expected. Mitchell Trubisky better be looking at other teams. Everybody said that. Just because now, Nick Foles and fell off because it wasn't week 10, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Now Trubisky's
He's
back.
He's turning Nick Foles.
And
Nick Foles' power is rubbed off on Trubisky.
Then that could have happened. Maybe
that's exactly
they
what happened. Yeah,
maybe
it transferred.
The old man had to transfer his abilities to somebody.
It's like a really crappy version of Space Jam.
Or maybe I'll just pull another nerd thing and it's a My Hero Academia.
Oh, okay.
There it is. Anime. Woo!
We're not this
nerds.
This is an anime free podcast.
Dude, it's Christmas.
No.
Dude, it's Christmas.
This
time.
Podcast is about lifting weights. Doing your best.
This is about men's fitness.
Getting better every day. Dude, loving life as much as possible. It's not about anime.
I've been lifting some 20-pound weights.
Good. I love it.
Actually, I haven't been.
Okay, well, you should next year. It's coming up.
What are you talking about? What are you saying? I'm fat?
No, I'm not saying fat.
Is that what's up?
I'm saying we all look like Kahale Warren next year.
I don't want to look. I look
summer,
great.
Summer 2021, dude.
You know what? I'm not even peaking yet, okay?
Same here, dude.
And I'm 35.
I'm 37. My balls are 42.
Oh, God. I don't want to talk to you now. Why do you do this?
We're just having fun.
Not anymore.
Nobody's listening. Actually, we have 6 million people. We have 5 million listeners. Okay. Okay. So for the NFC playoff picture, we have Green Bay as the one seed. Then we have New Orleans as the 2 seed versus Arizona. Seattle is a 3 seed versus Tampa. Washington is the 4 seed versus Los Angeles. What do you think? You like this?
I don't like this at all.
Not at all?
Nah, it doesn't seem too exciting for me. I'm just not there yet.
I don't know. I would love New Orleans, Arizona. I would love Seattle, Tampa. Like, two, like, real vertical passing offenses. And then you have, like, Tampa Bay's really screwed up pass rush against Seattle's kind of struggling offensive line. And also a really great run defense against whatever Seattle does on how often they run the ball. And then, like, Washington, Los Angeles, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Washington just doesn't have the linebacker
play. That's like
play
the one
that
team that Washington would be able to beat.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about? Talking about the Rams?
Yeah.
The Rams have just lost to the Jets.
Yeah.
You're saying that the Washington team cannot beat the team that just lost to the O and whatever they were, Jets.
It's any given Sunday.
No, it's not. They lost to the Jets. It was the worst, like, Vegas thing possible.
It's any given Sunday.
That's not any given Sunday. Who's Jamie Foxx in this scenario? Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
Not Andy Dalton.
That's
who's
fine.
The other redhead? See, you know what?
Sam Darnold?
I'm racist.
Sam
God,
Donald.
I'm sorry. All redheads look the same.
Yeah. I don't know. I like this. And so, but it's kind of locked up, except Chicago at 7-7 is a game back of Arizona right now.
I don't like the Arizona scenario only because that would be the one team that New Orleans could beat. Any other team, New Orleans will lose.
I think New Orleans could beat anybody.
No.
Except for Green Bay.
Oh, wait. Drew Brees looks awful. I'm just going to say that right now. Yeah. Drew Brees looks awful. Last game, oh my God, are they lucky. Like, that was just not good.
Yeah. I think they could beat anybody in the conference except for Green Bay. And I think Seattle, too. I think those are the two teams they couldn't beat.
I think it's silly whenever you watch New Orleans versus Kansas City and you're like, this is a clear difference.
Yeah, there is.
And also, I'll put it to you this way. You know, it stands a chance against Kansas City when you're in New Orleans? I hate to say this.
Jameis.
Taymus. You threw me off. I was going to say Taymus. They're going to combine into one.
Yeah. God. I like that.
They're going to do a fusion. Oh, my God. Another nerd reference. Here we go.
Taymus Winhill.
Oh. You know what? We need it. So what was that machine where you could combine the two together?
Oh, no.
That's what we need to have happen so that we could form
this. Look, you're the cartoon watcher, not me.
You know what?
All right, so Chicago. Chicago's playing Jacksonville. Arizona's playing San Francisco. Next week, Arizona's playing Los Angeles, and Chicago is playing Green Bay, a Packers team that may have the one seed already locked up.
I was going to say, they're not going to be able to play for anything, so Chicago's going to be able to take that game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's easy.
Chicago go 9-7, still playoff spot.
That'll work. That's fine. Chicago's defense is at least fun to watch.
And Tampa's 9-5, and they play Detroit, and then Tampa plays Atlanta.
Tampa has issues.
The funniest thing was last week, we're in our Discord thread for whenever we watch the Texans games. They're like, oh, Atlanta's up 17-0 on Tampa Bay. I was like, 1,100,000,000%. Atlanta's got to lose that game, and sure enough.
Yeah, but Calvin Lee really did have a great game.
Yeah, he's incredible.
You're
right
insane.
About him.
Yeah.
You're like, he's the number one wide receiver, and not Julio. You're right.
I told you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Come on. Give me some credit.
There it is.
Can we have some more?
I think he's...
Can I have a trophy?
I think him...
Where's my trophy?
Him and Keenan Allen are the two best route runners in football.
You still like some Keenan?
Yeah.
Man, I'm just...
Like, I'm just talking about the way, he reminds me of Tony Parker. The way he contorts his body and uses stutters and stops and changes speeds.
You know what? No disagreement here. I like that comparison between them two. I can actually see that where it's that stutter step.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
they're always
changing speeds. And
cool.
They do a lot of misdirection in their torso also.
It's the body shake type thing. I got what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of stuff with the torso.
Dude, I'm smelling what you're stepping in. Yeah, I'm liking this. Yeah.
We're on the same page now.
There we go.
You know, we have restart a few times, but we're fine.
Yeah,
here together.
We're fine. It only took three.
So 2 weeks ago, I went 4-1. You went 2-3. Same. I feel like we should just make us 0-4 last week since we didn't do a show, but we won't do that.
Yeah, you might as well. Just do that. Count it against us. Penalty.
Well, now you're going to make me do math.
We're not going to do math.
While I'm doing this.
What, Simon? The math. You just have to just put us at more losses.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So now overall, we both went 0-4 last week. I am 39-28-3. You are 33-32-2.
God. At least I'm above 500. But man, I got to turn a corner here.
That 0-4 really hurt you.
No, I don't even think that hurts you because we got the same thing.
I'm saying it hurt you. That's why you're barely over 500.
Were you blaming me for not having a show last week? I showed up for Christmas. Okay, showed up for Christmas.
That's
time.
Not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's why you're barely over 500.
I'm gonna tell my wife what you're saying.
It's because last week
she's gonna come in here and she's gonna hit you.
No,
Dude, what I? You know what? I'm gonna get her. Come in the room.
I don't want to mess around with that. All right, so this week we got Philly, Dallas. Dallas, +2.5 points. Carolina, Washington. Washington, 2.5 point favorites. Los Angeles, Seattle. Seattle, 1 point favorites. Tennessee, Green Bay. Green Bay, 3.5 point favorites. And of course, your classic upset picks, your one and only upset picks. So Philadelphia, Dallas. So are you excited for the Cowboys to lose this game?
Yeah. They're going to lose this game. This is going to be a slaughter because Ezekiel Elliott is wanting to come back, and he wants that calf injury to be healthy because he saw that last week he almost is losing his job and is maybe going to be cut because if Pollard starts and has another game like he did, then Zeke will be gone.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. There is no point to keep Fat Boy around when Pollard looks the way he does, and it's not even like, oh, Pollard's a great runner. He's doing this. But he's just able to get more yards.
And
he doesn't fumble.
And he looks noticeably quicker.
That, and when somebody tackles him and not touches the ball, he doesn't drop it. How magical is that?
Yeah, football can be kind of a simple game in some ways.
Weird how if you just make the simple plays, and again, he's just a better runner at this point. I don't know what's going on.
I think he's a better outside zone back than Elliott is.
I will say this. I was talking to my father about this one.
Okay.
And I think he just brought it up to me in a very simple term with Z. He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
He cares about himself. It's like he doesn't care about football. He cares about like just partying, getting high.
Eating food.
Doing what Zeke does. Going to New Orleans, like pulling some tops down. That's what we do.
He did that in Dallas.
Yeah. I thought it was New Orleans.
No, I did in Dallas.
But either way, he's gross. But my point is, you just don't
get his nose pierced
as many times as he possibly can. Yeah. I don't think he could fit another one.
Maybe he should grow another nose on his face.
But he just doesn't care. He'd rather do all of these things that we're mentioning than actually do something with football. He got his money. Jerry signed him. He's done. And the best way is just to get rid of it. Because even if he does come back saying, oh, look, a game or two, he can't sustain it.
Yeah. Well, if they come next year, they have to pay $28.5 million in dead money.
I know.
And they would lose $10.5 million in cap space. So you have to keep them for one more year.
One more year,
and the nightmare will continue to go on.
But you know what sucks? Dak is going to be signed.
They're going to sign Dak?
Straight away.
Dak's staying in Dallas.
I have said my piece on everything this year. If you are our 5-6 million listeners that I know you are that have been listening to this show on Christmas, I don't like the signing, but they are going to do it, and it's probably going to be for God knows how much.
Deshaun Watson money?
Yes. I don't like it, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, that makes sense. So Jalen Hurts, I don't know what to think about Jalen Hurts exactly. It's only been 2 games, but what he's a great example of is Carson Wentz having 10 absolutely stupid plays a game and Hurts having 1 dumb play a game. Is the difference between the two players. It's like, this is what competency looks like. This is the difference in offense whenever you don't make 10 just incredibly dumb decisions compared to somebody who's like, yeah, I'm going to roll right and I'm going to throw the ball out of bounds. Instead of, I'm going to roll right and I'm going to throw the ball into triple coverage just because I feel like it. Because I have to make a play right here.
All I saw, Matt, was this easy. When he snapped the ball, when it was a simple screen pass, he just immediately threw it.
Yeah.
He's not, oh no, what are we doing? And he's just holding the ball, just shaking his hand, just going one direction to the other.
He loves to take a lot of steps, too.
Yeah, and but Jalen's making the decisions quickly. He knows where to go with the ball. He's making the receivers make plays. He's getting it to them early. And he has the legs to be able to make plays on his own. It's fun to be able to watch, which as a Cowboys fan, this hurts. This hurts a little bit, but it also puts pressure on Dak. Because Wentz, he lost his job.
Yeah. Do you buy the rumors that he's upset?
Yeah, I do. Because you can't have one thing come out saying he's upset, and then the next day after, I don't even know who gave him backlash, but then the next day, no, he's not upset. Or no, maybe he is. Or no, maybe my little article was misconstrued. I don't know. Either way, I don't think he likes it. And
of course he doesn't like it.
Matt, if it was anybody.
Are you excited for him to go to New England next year?
That's what I was going to say. He's going to Patriots. He's going to Bill. Bill's going to get him.
He's going to do this every year, just have a different Washington quarterback.
They're going to take on that contract just to see what it's going to be like. But I will
say. No, they would probably have to trade a pick to New England. They'd be like, New England, here's Carson, a second round pick. And Bill's like, yeah, we'll make it work.
Bill will do it.
Yeah.
And then
he'll go take a cornerback from South Central Louisiana State.
He'll do it.
By the way, Cam's bad also. Like, I don't want to hear this talk like Cam's bad because of his receivers. Cam just can't throw the ball. He can't throw the football.
He can't.
Yeah.
And
Cam's bad. Man, I love Cam. I love Cam so much.
I told you, it was like 4 or 5 weeks ago. The moment that he was trying to throw a deep ball, and it was the throwing of the arm where the arm went down and his head went
down. I can't even
down
describe his throwing motion.
It's the weirdest. I don't know what he did.
I can't describe it.
I don't know what he did, but the ball, it looked like that he was throwing for 60 yards, went 15 yards. It just doesn't look good.
I don't want to bring up Space Jam again, but it looks like Space Jam. When they take Patrick Ewing's powers.
Did you watch this recently?
No, I saw the DVD cover recently, though.
What do you mean you saw it? Oh, you're going to go see the new LeBron one?
No.
Of course not.
No, I don't go to the movies to begin with.
If you want to talk about boycotting a religious film, let's boycott that film.
Who's boycotting a religious film?
I don't know. Passion of the Christ, part 2.
I don't know.
Is that coming out?
The only movie that exists in my household is The Irishman.
Oh, God.
I'm an hour in. I've watched it 3 different times. I'm an hour in.
Man, I'm living in a 1999 to 2003 period in my life where I'm just buying VHS tapes.
Yeah, we don't need to bring this up.
What are you talking about, man? I'm just living in a whole new world.
I don't want to talk about your mental illness.
It's fine.
But yeah, I think the biggest thing that hurts, though, it's like, this is what competency looks like.
Yes.
And this is what an absolute disaster looks like. And you made the same case with like Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. You're like, this is what not having 35 interceptions looks like. That's the difference between being 5-9 and 9-5. And I think it's a similar situation with Wentz and with Hurts. A fun stat is I looked up like every single sack taken. I did this like 4 years or 5 years ago, and I did one standard deviation from the mean. And whenever you do that, a 7-yard loss is considered like a deep sack taken. And I found like Case Keenum had the highest percentage of them, so I called the Keenum. You know who leads the league in Keenums this year?
Who does?
Carson Wentz. And these are sacks taken where you lose 7 yards,
Matt,
or more.
Wasn't he going to break every record? If he was going to be remaining, like as far as every record that you could have that would make you the worst quarterback. Like whatever records
those
are.
He was like Jameis without the touchdown passes. Yeah.
Exactly. He had nothing to be able to back anything to make it to be able to have a Matt Weston to back him up and say, look, he's good.
No, he's beautiful.
There was nobody there.
You have to understand, you can't misconstrue beautiful and gorgeous from, like, yeah, he's really good.
What do you mean, beautiful and gorgeous?
Yeah, there's a difference between, like, fun and I love watching him and me saying, like, yeah, he's a great player.
I'm confused. So fun and great player are not the same?
They're not the same thing.
What? Okay.
They're two different things.
All right. Hold on. What would you rather have, the fun or the great?
It depends on which team it is.
No. I'm asking a question.
Probably fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at you. God.
I'm a zany guy.
Look at you, man. This is so wild.
I have a waterbed. I'm a fun guy.
God. I'm going to poke a hole.
No, no. I drink Zima still, dude. I'm a fun guy.
Never again in my life.
I buy all my shirts from Spencer Gifts.
Never.
Because I'm a fun guy.
I only buy my posters there. All over my room. Yeah. There it is.
Because we're that's not being a fun guy anymore.
Like you're slipping up.
That's not being a fun guy
I'm
anymore.
You, I'm making you slip up here.
I have every season of Family Guy on DVD because I'm a fun guy.
Oh, God. That does not make you a fun guy.
We're not being fun guys anymore.
No, not anymore.
This went from being like a fun guy to like somebody commit sexual assault really quickly.
So you want
to
watch some 1999 VHS tapes?
It gets worse. Well, I want to say two things about Philadelphia.
I was gonna say.
Their defense line is really great still. It's a shame that Josh Sweat got a little hurt last week. He's had a really great breakout season. Him and Romeo Okorah, two great defensive linemen who have had big breakout seasons this year. Also, if you want like some sneaky like interior defensive line free agents next year, DeJuan Smoot.
Oh, yeah?
Adam Butler.
Oh.
Put those names on your wall.
There we go. I'm going to put Smoot on my wall right now.
My favorite my favorite players for Philly are Jason Kelsey's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's easy.
He's a Hall of Famer. Not Travis Kelsey. His brother, Jason Kelsey.
Yeah,
center. Right.
I know what you're talking about.
And Nate Herbig has my favorite offensive lineman aesthetic. A big undershirt that goes to his knees like he's a fat kid at a pool party. He's a fat kid at like a fourth grade pool party where everybody gets invited and you wear the t-shirt in the pool. And then he also, like...
What the hell?
Yeah, and he has great rolls on his side. He's beautiful. I love Nate Herbig, though. And great offensive line aesthetic. So, who's your pick for this game? Dallas or 2.5-point underdogs?
That's great. It's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles. They are going to win by 30 points here. It's going to be Philadelphia 48, Dallas Cowboys 14.
I have Philly also, but you're saying you want the Cowboys to win then. You want to see the Cowboys in the postseason.
The hell up.
You'll be hilarious. So,
I don't want to know what's hilarious, man.
So Marvin Lewis. The Texans recently interviewed Marvin Lewis for their head coaching job.
Oh, my God.
And it's not like God is dead. God never existed. If Marvin Lewis gets the Texans head coaching job. But Marvin Lewis, he was the head coach in Cincinnati for 16 years. Okay? You know what his postseason record was?
Hold on. It was 1-15.
0-7.
Oh.
He never won a game. And so it'd be hilarious that if Dallas in this season with Andy Dalton wins a postseason game after being like 0-3, I think, Marvin Lewis.
It's so funny. I thought he always made the playoffs and they were always first round exits.
No,
I always just remembered that. Cincinnati's in the playoffs. Oh, first round gone.
Yeah, they just lose to the Texans.
That's all they always do.
So next game here, Carolina, Washington. Washington, 2.5-point favorites. Look. Here's the honest truth about Dwayne Haskins. I'm not talking about the strip club.
What are we talking about? Booty holes in the face?
I'm not talking about booty holes. He does not have... I like Haskins.
Stop,
He tries really hard.
Stop it.
He cares a lot.
He got stripped of his position.
He's not a captain anymore. I understand
stop
that.
Stop it.
That's so funny. It's like being grounded.
I know.
He doesn't have the accuracy, though, to be an NFL quarterback. Like, he's not going to get better.
He's throw it to Logan Thomas over and over again. You're done. That's all you do. You do that, man, and I'm accurate, okay?
It's so funny that's the only player he can throw it to because Logan Thomas is 7'2", 250
Dude.
Pounds.
And he is amazing. I think he is just a great player, and he is going to be something special for Washington. The fact that they have McLaurin and that guy, all they need is a competent quarterback, and they're going to be good.
Yeah.
The problem is they have booty hole lover, and they got old man... Throwdown. That's all they have here. So it's all coming down to which one you're going to get this weekend. If you have booty holes in the face,
no,
you lose.
Yes.
It's gone. If you got old man.
The defense is so good where you still could win, but you may lose.
Booty hole's going to throw an interception. He might.
He goes. He goes.
Booty sweat. That's who he is. He is booty sweat from Tropic Thunder. That is the exact character that Dwayne Haskins is.
He, you know, his stat line is 17 for 31, 152 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions, sacked four times. Cool.
But it's...
But like, I'm saying, like, there's no future for Dwayne Haskins. That's
there
what I'm
is
saying.
A future.
No, there
if
isn't.
You grow up.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have the accuracy.
Matt, he's no better than Jameis. Let's be honest.
But at least Jameis could throw the ball downfield. Yeah. Had some level of accuracy. Had some level of pocket mobility.
He would still turn it over, even throwing to Logan Thomas.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But Haskins doesn't have the accuracy to play quarterback in the NFL.
I agree. Either way, I'm not
but
saying
yeah,
that. But yeah,
Washington with Alex Smith could win a playoff game. Yeah. Washington without Alex Smith could lose the NFC East to Dallas Cowboys.
Alex Smith better win some type of
he
award,
needs to play.
Way.
Yeah, he's going to win comeback player of the
okay,
year. I think regardless.
Like, he better
if he played
win
one
some.
Game, he would have won.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. If he actually leads the freaking team into the playoffs, how can we give him another award?
Yeah, he needs to play this week. He has to play.
Well, he has to play. It's not even
well,
he
and
needs
to. The football team, like every year happens to me, I'm like, oh, I had no idea I was going to love this team. I love this team.
This is your favorite team. This team is your favorite unknown team, I feel.
All right, my favorite team this year. My two favorite teams are Buffalo and Tennessee this year. And then, but like my team that.
I don't like Tennessee, Matt.
And my team that I didn't know I was going to love, that I love, is the football team.
By the way, what would you rather. Would you rather be hit by Derrick Henry's stiff arm?
Or he sent that guy the practice squad.
Man,
and that guy was
talking. I don't know what's going on, but it's
that guy. His he's like a practice squad player, a rookie from the University of Houston. He was talking crap through the entirety of that game.
He
was in AJ Brown's face after plays that game.
Oh my! He threw him down.
Did you hear the sound?
Yes. It was like when I beat Wally for getting in the trash. That's what it sounded like.
I don't like that.
That's what happens in my household.
I don't like
you
that.
Get in the trash can, you get beaten.
All right, what's the other one? Either that or...
I don't know.
Chase Young is what we wanted Jadeveon Clowney to be.
Yeah, how's your Jadeveon watch going on, by the
way? Well, playoff...
Playoff where's the Clowney watch? Where are we, Matt? Where are we? Where's the watch?
Well, no, we have...
Where's the numbers?
No, we had Traquan Smith watch. We just
Matt,
talked about
stop
Clowney.
It. We had the Clowney watch too. Where's the Traquan Smith?
No, we
Smith?
Were just talking
where
about
are your
Clowney.
Watches.
Well, all right.
Where are we? How many do we have left here? Because you don't have any.
The only one that was good was the Leonard Floyd watch. I think he's at 9.5 sacks. Oh, he's at 7.5 sacks right now. Pretty good. All because Aaron Donald. I said he have 10 this year. Well, yeah, Chase Young's what we wanted Jadeveon Clowney to be.
And your theory about Jadeveon for next year?
He's going to Houston.
You make me sick.
He's coming home.
That's what you're doing.
Ooh, I can't wait.
And he's not going to be doing anything except
one year,
injured.
$5 million. Jadeveon's coming home.
Wow, that is dreaming right there, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, he might as well, for $5 million, he'd come to Dallas versus Houston.
No,
stop
no,
it.
No, no,
yes,
no.
He would, because guess what? Why not be with Jerry?
Jerry will pay him more than $5 million.
Yeah, he will.
Jerry pay him $7 million.
Yep.
$8 million.
Yep.
Maybe $9 million.
Nope.
Tennessee gave him $15 million.
I'm not doing that.
They made the right decision by
no,
signing him.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
What could you have done with that $15 million instead of giving it
well,
to
yeah,
him?
Well, yeah, I'm saying after the fact, now that we know it happened, it doesn't look like a good decision. But at the time, it was the right decision.
All I know is that when it comes to now Washington versus Carolina, I think McCaffrey's going to be out of this game as well. So now...
I won a fantasy football championship without McCaffrey.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I won the...
Matt, you don't ever win.
I won our BRB league.
Matt, it's not a real league.
Yeah, it's real.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a keeper league. I
no,
won
it's
it.
Not.
With I had McCaffrey and Kamara because I picked up James Robinson.
Matt, they probably let you win or they stop playing or something.
Nope.
Either way, it's not a real league.
Yeah, I won.
Where I'm not invited I'll to this you. League, so obviously it's not a real league.
Well, you probably could be part of it.
Why can't I be part of it?
Maybe next year I'll see if you want
to am I in. Not sexy enough?
No, we're making another expansion draft.
Am I not,
another
you know
team.
What? Am I not tall enough? You call me little at the beginning of the show.
No,
is that what this is about?
You're like some little nasty thing that's like part
I'm
of the website.
I'm a little nasty thing. You know what? You're a big nasty thing.
That's fine. That you're part of the Hate website you. That nobody acknowledges at all.
Everyone should acknowledge this.
I think so.
This is the best show on television.
For sure.
YouTube.
What about, so, Carolina, do you think they're going to draft a quarterback next year early on?
No. That's not their problem.
I don't think they should either.
I don't think that's their problem at all this
not
year.
Not at all. Their problem is their run defense.
Yeah, I mean... It's not Teddy's fault. He can't score more than 35 points. What are we doing here?
I want to see them running back one more year next year.
Yeah, and but they need to get more talent on other sides of the ball. I'm not blaming Teddy.
They need another line. They need two more linebackers.
Let me put it this way: who's better, Teddy or Lamar this year?
Lamar
Jackson.
As a passer?
Overall, quarterback. I'm talking this. Teddy, Lamar Jackson. That's right. Look at this.
I mean,
I
as
a
passer,
here.
Teddy's better. As a runner,
I'd
Lamar's
pick Teddy
better.
This year over Lamar easily. From what I've seen, I don't care about record. I would choose Teddy.
And well, results too. Teddy's run better offense. They've been a better passing team.
More consistent? Yeah.
Yeah.
If Teddy had that easy of a schedule, Teddy'd be just fine.
Yeah, they had an awful schedule this year.
There you go, man. You want me to get to the real bottom line? Teddy would be great.
Yeah,
if he had Lamar Jackson's schedule.
Well, good. I hope they run back next year and they're gonna have an easier schedule next year. They're young cornerstones for me. You're older, you know. Brian Burns is like Von Miller, but Von Miller drank Keystone Light instead of Coors Light. Eater Gross Mouse, I really like. I really like Jeremy Chin. I love Shaq Thompson. I love Derek Brown. You know, they got five guys there. Dante Jackson's fine.
That's all you need, right?
They need like two more line. Like, Tahir Whitehead starting is really what killed them. But they need like two more cornerbacks, another safety, and like two linebackers. And they're ready to rock next year.
Dude, let's rock and roll.
But yeah, this game, if Alex Smith plays, Washington's going to win.
That's the whole thing, man.
If Haskins plays, Carolina's going to win.
There you go. We're on the same page.
I'm going to go Washington, though. We have to make a pick. I'm going Washington.
Oh, only because I need to have it happen. You know what? I still don't think it's going to happen. Carolina is going to win this game.
All right. So next game we have here, Los Angeles, Seattle, the battle for the NFC West. So last time these two teams played, Los Angeles was able to get like a really quick pass rush on Russell Wilson. And one of the flaws they kind of exposed in Seattle is that their entire passing offense was so vertical that they didn't have like a consistent passing offense where like they could spread out and hit those like 5-7 yard routes to create easy sort of first downs and create like a continuous successful offense. So they were really missing that. And that's what that game kind of exposed. And Seattle went to a little bit free fall. They've kind of bounced back. The last 3 weeks with Russell Wilson playing, you know, really well again too. And so this week with these two teams playing in the rematch, do you think this game is going to go similarly to how it went last time? Or do you think this is going to be an entirely different game?
When it comes down to this game, what are we even talking about with the Rams? Who gives a crap? They suck. We are done. All right,
so I have a confession to make.
What do you mean you have a confession to make?
I really like watching the Rams play this year.
Oh, yeah? Do you like watching them against the Jets?
Well, I didn't like that.
What are you talking about?
I mean, they just kind of exposed.
You said that you like watching them this year.
Yeah.
You don't like watching them against the Jets, which was just last week.
I didn't like the one game.
Why didn't you watch that? Huh?
I watched
was it.
Was it
so much fun, Matt? No, they are garbage.
No, let
because the moment you tell Jared Goff, hey, you got to win this game in order to get to the playoffs, then he, what?
He's bad against pressure.
Playoffs? What's that?
Yeah.
And then he panics, and then the entire team panics, and then we're done. And you lose to the Jets. Well, I've not won a game until now. By the way, the Jets gave up the number one seed in order to whoop your ass. That's how bad you are. Well, because now the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be drafting Trevor Lawrence.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Why?
They have the number. They lost the number one pick.
That's what I'm
saying.
But
that's the things I like about the Rams, though.
I know.
You said number one seed.
No, the number one pick is what I meant.
Okay.
And when it came to the Jets, actually, they chose to whoop the Rams' ass
in order to give up the number one pick. It's not like they
picked. You knew what I would mean. Don't try to twist my words. Are you confused?
They don't pick, I want to win today. Oh, no, I don't want to win today.
No. Matt, come on. They chose to blow the game like 3 weeks ago when Flacco all of a sudden was throwing picks after destroying the team. The Jets have chosen to
blow. I don't
want to
talk about the Jets.
But that was my point.
I don't want to talk about the Jets. My point I'm trying to make is that one of the things I like about the Rams.
No, my point is there's nothing
just,
to like about it.
I'm just trying to get the train back on the tracks.
They're gross.
One of the things I like about the Rams, though, is that when Jared Goff is your quarterback, it breeds innovation. It's like these are all the things that you have to do to have a good offense with Jared Goff. And like I love their run game. They run a ton of plays that I've never seen by run all before. I like how they use even Cooper Kupp as a blocker. I like how Cam Akers is taking over as the number one wide receiver. I love their screen game. I love how they've been able to turn David Andrews, a fifth-round pick, into a very good offensive guard. I like how Joe Noteboom's coming in at left tackle and has played very well at the position. I like how every play looks the exact same and builds on to the next one. and their offense is fun. Everything because of how bad Goff is that they have to do just to keep him out of the shotgun, having to win from a spread set like that. And again, the problem with Goff is that whenever you blitz him, he's bad. We saw this week one against Dallas. We saw against the Jets 2 weeks ago. You has problems creating a pass rush. The Seattle Seahawks do as well, too. And then the other thing I like about the Rams also is on defense, Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, they get the outmost that you can out of those two players. Like, Aaron Donald creates so much for everybody else. He's the best defensive player I've ever seen. He's better than J.J. Watt. And he hasn't the touchdowns that Watt had in 14, but, like, for the last 6 years, the consistent production he's had, especially from, like, the interior defensive line position. And then with Jalen Ramsey being able to lock down number one, every single wide receiver he goes up against, now you're playing quarters, but you're having to only cover, you know, 75% of the field and cover a very smaller portion of it, especially when teams go, like, you know, by those 1-by-3 formations to create one versus one matchups on the backside. And when you have Ramsey over there, it makes that it gives you a lot, much smaller segment of the defense to cover whenever you play quarters as well, too. And they have no linebackers on their defense. So that's why I like watching the Rams this year. I know that you can be a Creedon and chalk it up compared to just about the Jets game last week, but there are a lot of things like about the Rams, and the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks this week, too.
Bah, humbug. That's what I say to what all of your little crap that you just spilled, Tiny Tim.
It's not crap.
Get out of my office, and I give your family nothing. Good day, sir.
Okay.
Because what you just said was a bunch of nonsense.
No, it's not. It's not
this
nonsense
This team is
at all.
Not that good. I'm sorry,
did
man.
I say good one bit?
You
did
said
I ever
that
say
this
good.
Is what I like. I like it's this team. I like this team so much.
You need to evolve your thinking. Past
evolve
good,
my thinking.
Past good and what I like. Those are
something
two separate
here.
Things.
This team is crap. All right, there is nothing special about it. They
Did I
go
say special?
Nowhere. They go nowhere.
Did I say special?
They go nowhere. I don't care what you like about this team. This team is not very good.
You're picking words I never said.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just
making
sure
going
that you're
off
using
of your
words.
Liking and your praising.
I'm just making sure
and
you're
I
aware.
Am just making assumptions here. Let me make my own assumptions.
You're using words I never
I'm
said,
I'm just
though.
Making assumptions.
Okay. All right.
Let me just do this. Why can't I do this?
I'm you're just interrupting saying you're using me. Words that
very
used
rude.
It.
I didn't interrupt you for the longest time as you just bloviated about how much you love the Rams, correct?
You just
loved how much you wanted to talk about it.
You pulled your penis out of your pants as I was talking.
Oh, that's what you wanted to see, and that's why you're saying that to the audience. However, this team is garbage. That's why I don't want to hear it. I don't care about anything. The moment, what did you say? You even acknowledged it. The moment you put pressure on this team's over.
I'm not talking about pressure. I'm talking about pass rush on Jared Goff. That's not the same thing as pressure.
I don't care about anything.
I'm not talking about pressure the way you're talking about. I'm talking about pass rush.
I'm talking about both.
I think this is a team that's going to beat Seattle this week, and they're going to probably lose the first round of the playoffs.
No. I actually do not think they're going to beat Seattle this week. And even if they make the playoffs somehow, they are not going
they're
to be
make
able
the
to
playoffs.
Do it. I don't think they are.
Yeah.
Hold on. What does have to happen in order for them? Would they have to lose out and then Arizona have to win out?
No, and Chicago have to win out, maybe.
Is that what would have to happen?
Yeah.
What would be in the Rams' last game?
It's against San Francisco.
They could easily lose both games.
No,
here.
They're playing Arizona week 17.
Oh, my God. This just got so much fun.
Yeah.
They are going to lose to Seattle, and it's going to come down to Arizona versus Matt. We have ourselves
what
a game next
and what
week.
What if Arizona loses?
I don't think that's going to happen.
They're playing San Francisco. It could happen.
It's not going to happen. San Francisco just lost to Dallas.
I don't know. I mean, it could
if
happen.
Dallas
hey,
can
any,
beat you, then
any
guess
given Sunday.
What? San Francisco. Stop. If you say any given Sunday to me, Al Pacino, one more time,
it would be,
I'm going to whoop your ass.
It would be funny if L.A. lost and Arizona lost. And then it's like if Chicago wins this week and they win next week, it's like who's playing so Chicago doesn't leap them? And it makes it like a win and get in situation.
Either way,
I understand where you're coming from. I didn't like Los Angeles for the longest time. And then now I'm like, oh, I really appreciate what they do.
No,
I
don't. I
like the Rams
anything.
Now.
After what
I don't think the Rams
bowled.
Are a Super Bowl team. I don't think they're going to do anything
There's
more
no
than losing the first round.
What do
yeah.
you appreciate? Stop it.
I had just said all the things that I
appreciate. I
appreciate
like 18 teams more than them.
Okay.
That's what I'm at. You're right. Like, congrats. You're in 20.
I mean,
to
their problem is
like.
That they gave Jared Goff the contract they gave him.
Yeah, fair.
That's the mess that they're in. It's like everything they do is revolved around like, what do we do to still win games with this big, ginormous decision that we made that was a bad decision?
You're not going to be able to fix that. You're done.
They have, though. They've done a great job dealing with that this year.
Oh, my God.
They've done
Here
a great
we
job.
See, this is what we're talking about. See, this what now we're going to go back
They're
to
nine
the
and
argument.
Five. They're 9
great.
And 5 right
That's
now.
That's so great. And then guess what? You should have been able to seal up the
yeah, they should have won.
An 0 and whatever
They
should team.
Have done that. They should
yeah,
have won
you
that
you should
game.
Have been able to do that if you're that good of a team, right?
I didn't say they're that good of a team. Oh, Did I ever use that word?
You said... You're implying it. That's what
I
you're
never
doing right
that
now.
Word.
You are implying this. And then you're like, I'm not saying this, Taylor.
I never
I'm
said that.
I'm not saying
that.
This. I'm just complimenting them on every single thing they do. But I'm not saying
because
they're good.
The big problem
That's
that they
what you're
have.
Doing right now.
But I mean,
That's
but
what you're doing.
The big problem that they have is what drags on the team. The fact that 9-5 is incredible.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Paying Jared Goff as much as they are and their 9-5 is incredible.
I hate you.
That's all I'm
From
saying.
From the bottom of my heart.
Do you think Russell Wilson is like guys named back in the MVP talk, how he's played the last 3 weeks or so?
No. Matt.
I think it goes Rodgers,
nope.
Mahomes, and Tannehill.
I was going to say Tannehill, Rodgers, Mahomes.
Okay.
That's where I was at. Because, yeah, that's where it is. Come on. You kidding me? Oh, and by the way, what did Taylor say that Tennessee's record was going to be?
I don't know.
Because he said that it was going to be somewhere around what it's
You did
be.
Not have went, no.
I had Indianapolis winning the division, uh-huh. but I said that it was going to be coming down to them two. No matter what, I had them two in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
and I
know.
Think I had Tennessee still at 11-5.
I can't remember.
Either way, this is what I expected
no,
them to be.
No, okay, See, this one is nonsense, though.
This one is not nonsense. See, this is ridiculous if you're not going to give me this credit.
This one,
this is
no,
crazy
you
that you're not
going to
give me
one.
This credit. This is nuts. I don't even care. You go back to the drawing board. You can go back to whatever you want. I even said, because you were saying, they're not going to be that good. I go, they lost
said,
those games with Mariota.
Taylor,
so if you
I,
just
said
put
they were,
in,
I said they were a Super Bowl contender this year.
Doesn't matter. I said what their record was going to be, and I think I was going to be right.
I said they were a Super Bowl contender
I
this year.
I said 11-5.
I said they're a Super Bowl contender this year.
I said they're Super Bowl
I picked them to win the division.
I don't care what you said.
Now you picked, I know you picked Indy to win the division.
I know I did that. But I still said that.
Oh, no. It doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. All I know is...
We'll come back to this
I'm
eventually.
Putting, yeah, don't worry. Tannehill is probably my numero.
Yeah, it makes sense. I love Tannehill.
And what he's done this year
he
has just been impressive.
Like, he seems like a fun guy to hang out with. He's been through. He has a really interesting career, too.
He does.
Like, he was talented, but an enigma. He played for a bad... Two bad head coaches.
I was going to say.
Got hurt. Fun. Took his role as a backup job. Got paid once before. Kind of made it through his way and, like, came out of nowhere last year, and you're expecting some red zone touchdown rate regression, but Arthur Smith is a god, and nothing matters at all, you know? I love Arthur Smith.
So can we go on the other team now here? Because I want to say this.
Yeah.
I don't like Green Bay.
Well, we didn't make our pick for Seattle.
Oh.
I don't know if we talked about Tennessee on accident.
Oh. I thought we were jumping we're on
about,
Tennessee.
We're talking about MVP candidates.
Oh.
So I think with Seattle in the postseason, I think they could beat New Orleans and... I think they're like a round two loss though sort of team.
Seattle?
Yeah.
But not if the round two is against New Orleans.
Unless if it's
If you know, round two is against New Orleans,
I think
then
they could
easily
beat New Orleans.
Win.
I don't think it'd be easy, but I think they
I
win.
Think it's gonna be easy.
The Saints just have such a good all around team.
If Taysom Hill plays and New Orleans wins.
Okay.
How about that?
That sounds good.
So is this Drew Brees last year?
No, he's going to play until he dies.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I'm done with this. Either way, with this
Seattle
He's
not going to stop playing.
It's so stupid. Oh, my God.
You know what he would do? He would just go play for a different team.
Why?
Because he loves to play football, I guess.
That's great. Your arm looks like a flat tire.
He doesn't care.
I care.
He doesn't care.
People should care.
So the Seahawks are 1-point favorites.
Oh, that's right. You want to talk about the Seahawks and the Rams. That's why I was
so
confused.
Yeah, make your pick.
Because you want to talk about the crappy Rams. Well, of course I'm picking the Seahawks. I've been saying Seahawks.
All right.
I thought we were done with this segment.
No, we're talking about the MVPs.
Yeah, I thought we jumped because obviously I'm choosing
we never
the Seahawks.
Made a pick.
Obviously you're choosing the Rams,
I
got to
make sure we have on paper.
You're choosing Rams, right?
I'm just doing my job. Yeah, I got the Rams.
I knew it. See?
You want to bet in this game?
Yeah, what do you got?
You want to do $10?
No, I want to do dinner.
Where at?
Oyster.
What does dinner include?
Okay. Dinner includes dinner, no soft drink.
Okay.
But dinner and a round of breakfast shots.
That's fair.
All right.
And it well, if we do the shots, it has to be either before the new year or in April of this year.
What? No.
Yeah.
Dude.
I make a vow.
I thought you make your vow at like
January 1st.
Okay. Oh my God.
So that's the only thing though.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll take that bet.
Matt, I don't want to. We're not going to be friends now.
That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Don't talk to me from January to April.
Okay.
We're done.
So we can either do it in April or we can do it before the new year.
All right. I don't want to talk to you right now. And I have to think.
Are we taking the bet?
Yeah, we're taking the bet.
All right. Sounds good.
Don't touch me.
All right. Next, last game we have here, Tennessee, Green Bay. The Packers are 3.5-point favorites. So Derrick Henry's Mr. December, over the course of his career, 346 carries in December, 1,933 yards, 5.59 yards a carry, 21 touchdowns, 96.7 yards a game. And he goes from like 30%, 60%, 90%, 150% December. This year through this month, 65 carries, 422 yards, 3 touchdowns. You know what the Sunday's about to be? December 27th.
Matt, I feel bad for teams because the moment that Tennessee is up is the moment that you're done.
Or even if it's tied. Even if they're down by 7.
You have to have Tennessee playing from behind.
And even then, you're like still not safe.
The moment that the big train comes in is the moment that the choo-choo comes knocking over everything.
Is that what he is?
That's what he is. He might as well be a train. I don't want to call him a wrecking ball because that's not big enough. He needs to
be. Even a train's not big enough.
Yeah, like, exactly. He's a black hole. What's bigger than a train?
A black hole.
But he doesn't suck people in. He shoves them out. That's what he does. So
he's the Big Bang.
Yeah, you know what? That's what he is. He's the Big Bang.
There we go.
He just destroys every single person in front of him where it doesn't become fun for the other team, and people pick and choose who's going to tackle him.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to be around him. And when you have Tannehill playing at the MVP level that he is, this is not going to be a team that you can beat. The only problem is what this comes down to. Can they beat Kansas City?
I think they could. I think Buffalo could.
I don't think they can.
Yeah, I think either of those teams could. Do I think they would? No.
See, like...
But I could see it happen.
It sickens me. On the other side, I think Green Bay loses in the second round. I think they're going to get the bye or whatever, but I think they're going to lose
in
the second round.
I think Tampa Bay is the only team that can beat Green Bay.
No, I think Seattle could beat Green Bay.
I don't think so.
I think Seattle, Tampa could beat them. I think Chicago could beat them.
I don't think Chicago beat them.
I think Chicago could. Defense would be licking their chops for some Rodgers.
Yeah, but they don't force some turnovers.
It doesn't matter. All revenge game.
Chicago's offense still is bad.
Mitch Trubisky's your savior. What are you talking about?
I know he's played better, but he's still bad.
I always want Rodgers to lose, Matt.
It's weird in the NFC because it's like, if this team, it's all about the path in the NFC.
Yeah.
There's not like a dominant team. And I think like Green Bay would be any team except for Tampa Bay. Or like if Green Bay runs this like cute, stupid, like, you know, screen, quick pass, toss offense they like to run sometimes against New Orleans, then they could lose a game like that. Or to Seattle or anybody else. But like they're like pushing the ball and be more vertical like they should be and running play action, kind of being more like how Tennessee plays the game. They could beat anybody except for Tampa.
I'm not confident in this team whatsoever. And granted, I know they look good on paper and they even look good watching on screen with their running backs, with Williams, with Jones.
Tyler Irvin.
And Tanya. I just don't like him. All right?
My family had a dog named Tanya. So I watched Tanya and play. I'm like, hey, it's Tanya.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, that's what I say in my head.
Is that making me miss your dog?
Nah, that dog's kind of mean to me.
Okay.
This is old black poodle.
It's a very touching story. You
bit my toe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, old poodle.
I would eat his dog food.
You'd eat his dog food.
Yeah, I ate a lot of dog food growing up.
Yeah, a lot of dog food.
A ton of dog food.
That's what it explains here.
Yeah.
Yep, now I know the way you are is because of that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I got this.
And everybody's like, how'd you get so tall? It's like, I ate a lot of dog food.
That's not how you got so tall. That is not true.
I was breastfed until I was 13, and I ate a ton of dog food.
If you were breastfed until you were 13, I would have known. I would have known.
Yeah, I just was breastfed and you weren't there.
Is that why that your brother got so mad when it was at the Moose? What was it? What was it called? What was the milk called?
That was breast milk.
That was breast milk.
Yes.
The one that he got so upset with because it was his chocolate milk that we spilled all over the floor.
Yeah, it was chocolate milky.
Chocolate milky.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable now.
I think Tennessee's going to win this game.
Duh.
And the Packers don't have a good run defense.
Nope.
And Derrick Henry's Mr. December.
Yep.
And like, the Titans have to win this game. They have to win next week.
And somehow Derrick Henry is going to stiff arm Aaron Rodgers in the face.
Okay.
How is it possible? I don't know. But it's going to happen.
He's going to stiff arm somebody into Aaron Rodgers on the sideline.
If this happens, I should like be able to place a bet on this.
I wonder what practice squad member he's going to stiff arm this week.
Whoever it is, he's never going to be able to play again. He's going to be dead.
And I kind of like Green Bay's linebackers, with Chris Barnes and Christian Kirksey, but it's not the caliber of linebacker needed to like stop Derrick Henry in any sense. And I think too is like Green Bay is good cornerback play, but they're like little guys. They're not guys that can cover Corey Davis and A.J. Brown that well.
And A.J. Brown, Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Man.
Did you see what A.J. Brown said?
What did he say?
Stupid Pro Football Focus was like, A.J. Brown reminds me of Terrell Owens. He's just like Terrell Owens.
What?
And then A.J. Brown quote treated it, and he was like, A.J. Brown is A.J. Brown. I was like, all right, I'll stop calling Andre Johnson then.
No, call him Andre Johnson.
But Andre Johnson said it himself. Yeah, I can see it.
There
I'm hearing
is.
That more and more.
There
it's
it
like,
is.
I don't know who else you're hearing that from, Andre, but.
You know what? I'm believing Andre on this one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe AJ. I believe in Andre.
I believe in Andre, too. So I guess we feel the same way about this game. I really hope the Titans win the division, though. I really don't want to see the Colts do it. I hate the Colts.
You're just a horrible fan, as usual.
I hate the Colts.
Your favorite team is one in your own division. You make everybody sick.
You're
the worst fan, Matt.
Well, hey, we're getting Marvin Lewis as the head coach.
God, if you had Marvin Lewis as a head coach, I'd feel bad.
They've interviewed Jim Caldwell, Marvin Lewis, and Brian, and they're going to interview Brian Schottenheimer. And that's what they've done so far.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
They're going to screw it up.
What? Oh my God. You're probably going to interview Nolan after this year and probably some Kellen Moore.
And then make Matt Millen the general manager.
That's what you're going to do.
Sounds good to me.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I feel bad. Pray for us. So I have Tennessee. You have Tennessee as well.
That's Tennessee.
So for upset pick, who do you got?
Upset pick? Dude, we're going to Atlanta. What do I got, 10 points?
10.5 points.
We're done, baby. It's Atlanta.
It makes Woo! Sense. All they do is lose games by one score.
There it is.
Why would this week be any different?
And Calvin Ridley's going to have about 200 yards.
I like that.
There we go.
I have Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Plus 1.5. There we go. Against Indianapolis.
That's not going to happen. Pittsburgh's going to lose.
And they're going to beat the Colts.
No, they're not. Pittsburgh's an awful team. There's no awful.
I think they're going to win like 17-16.
I think they're going to lose because they're awful.
I think Rivers just has trouble in games like this.
He's got troubles in games like this. He's better than
Look,
Big
I have
Ben.
No, like, I can't.
Don't even get attitude with
like,
me.
Look, I can't sit here and give any sort of football reasoning for this pick. I just have a feeling.
You know what? I don't like your feeling because they're never good.
Yeah, they're usually good.
You don't have good feelings.
Oh, I'm full of good feelings.
No, you're full of bad feelings.
No, I'm full of good feelings.
Never.
I'm just full of love and happiness and
Not
courage.
At all, especially during Christmas time.
No.
You're more of a Scrooge than I am.
No.
You know what? I'm Scrooge, you're Grinch.
Nope.
That's what this is.
No, I don't.
It works.
I went to church today.
So?
I cried in church today. That's how much of a not Grinch I am.
Yeah, you cried because you were in pain because you're full of evil and the church
not
is laying down on you.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, you were burning when you were stepping inside because you're going to hell.
I had one of the most beautiful days of my life.
Whatever
today.
You say, Emily Rose.
Nope.
Yep.
All right, so to recap, I have Philly, you have Philly in Philly versus Dallas. I have Washington, you have Carolina in Carolina versus Washington. You know what this is?
What is this?
Ron Rivera revenge game.
There we go.
Ron Rivera revenge game. Can you say that?
Ron Rivera?
Ron Rivera.
It's Ron Rivera
Ron
revenge
Rivera
game.
Ron Rivera game.
Ron Rivera revenge game.
Los Angeles, Seattle. I have L.A. You have Seattle. We'll eat dinner one day. Tennessee, Green Bay. We both have Tennessee.
I'm not going to eat dinner with you because you're not going to do anything after January
1st. Yeah, we'll go in April.
We're done being friends.
Upset pay of the week. I need to go. The fat man's coming. Atlanta, and I have Pittsburgh. plus 1.5. You have Atlanta plus 10.5.
There we go, baby.
So that's our show for tonight. We'll be back on next week sometime to talk about Texans.
For New
Bengals.
Year.
No, it's before New Year.
Oh, man, I'm not partying with you.
No.
I hate you.
All right, look, we have Texans Bengals first. We have to talk about that game. I may do that show by myself.
Sounds lonely.
I've been thinking about how I kind of want to do it. I think it may do Texans Bengals because I don't want to drag my Ellison to this disgusting mess of a game that's going to be. And then we have the week 17 preview, and I can do Thursday afternoon.
I don't want to party with you. I'm busy.
Are you off Thursday?
No, man, I'm busy. All right, I got things to do.
Do you want to do Wednesday night or Thursday afternoon?
You know what? I'm doing things. All right? That's all I'm doing is things.
I mean, I'm in San Antonio for
No, I can't talk to you.
You want
to
do Wednesday?
No, I don't
want to
do that on Wednesday.
Oh, you're afraid to make your picks? You're trying to run away.
What are you talking about making picks? I've already made my picks.
No, for week 17.
Oh, I'm not. Why'd I ever be afraid?
You want to do Wednesday night or Thursday afternoon?
I don't know.
I'll figure it out.
I'll decide.
So, until next time, I'm Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Battle Red Radio. And for those of you who got a Christmas present, I hope you enjoy it. It should be in your mailbox by now. Thank you again for listening, loving, laughing along while you watch the podcast. And thank you for being on tonight, Taylor. We'll be back on next week to preview week 17, of course, about Texans Bengals.
Merry Christmas. And the best Christmas movie is Just Friends.
That's fair, but it's actually Irishman. I was watching it.
No.
That sounded good to me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.